Practice Test 6, page 24. Cybercrimes, crimes without borders. In 2016, cybercriminals attempted to steal nearly $1 billion from the Bangladesh Bank by breaking into its online system. By exploiting weaknesses in the bank's security, they successfully transferred $81 million before the crime was detected. These cyber heists, or large-scale online robberies, are becoming more common. Moreover, as online banking and transactions continue to grow, banks face an increased risk of these cyber heists. It is therefore becoming more important to invest in advanced cybersecurity to protect customers and staff from online crime. However, banks are struggling to keep up with the threat of cyber heists. Unlike traditional robberies that involve breaking into a bank, modern cyber attacks may go unnoticed because they occur without the disruption of a physical break-in. Once inside the bank's digital system, valuable information becomes accessible to the attacker. This enables them to steal sensitive data and large sums of money. Cybercriminals operate from anywhere in the world, which makes it challenging for authorities to locate where the attack is coming from, says cybersecurity expert Joanne Thomas. They have evolved from committing simple thefts to multi-layered attacks that target every aspect of our digital lives. Governments and businesses are working together to create stricter regulations and international agreements that make it harder for cybercriminals to operate across borders. One example is the European Union, EU's General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR. This law requires organizations to keep personal data of EU residents safe when working with international companies. It enforces strict penalties, including fines for those that fail to follow the regulations. As a result, many banks and financial companies have improved their cybersecurity systems to avoid these penalties. These international efforts ensure more consistent and effective cybersecurity measures across borders, says Thomas. Laws like the GDPR make it harder for cybercriminals to steal information and easier for authorities to act when crimes occur. However, enforcing these laws can be very difficult. Cybercriminals often work in countries with weak cybersecurity laws, which makes it challenging to hold them accountable for the crimes they commit. Many nations do not have the resources needed to investigate cybercrimes. In addition, because cybercrimes often involve more than one country, transporting criminals to the country where they are wanted for the crime can be complicated. Stronger international cooperation is needed to deal with this problem, says Thomas. Otherwise, cybercriminals will continue to take advantage of countries where it is easy for them to avoid punishment. Security software developers are exploring advanced security measures to stay ahead of attacks. One tool is multi-factor authentication, which requires users to give more than one form of identification before they can access a system. For example, in addition to a password, a user might need to give a fingerprint or enter a code sent to their phone. Multi-factor authentication is an important defense against cybercrime because it makes it harder for criminals to break into systems, says Thomas. I am optimistic that as security measures continue to improve, banks and businesses will be better prepared to prevent cyber heists,